And welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault, and I'm very pleased to be joined in the studio today by Shannon Byon, who is the Director of Community Services for the town of Perth. Outgoing. Kind of weird to say that. Shannon, welcome.
Thank you, Bob. Happy to be here.
How long have you been the Community Services Director?
I started almost exactly 8 years ago.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a good chunk of time.
It's amazing how fast it's gone.
And as I said, outgoing, you are moving on to other things. Is it retirement or another project? Or you don't have to say if you don't want to.
No, I'm happy to. I'm calling it retirement. I don't know if I'll say that I'll never work again, but it's definitely going to be a time for a break. Going to not work for a few years at least. It's retirement, but I feel a little young to say that it's forever. But
well, I mean, that's great, and more power to you. I think that's awesome. Let's talk about the last 8 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have about 10 minutes, so I'm sure you can sum it up beautifully in that time. But over the course of the last 8 years, there have been so many changes that have happened to Perth. There have been some incredible events, some incredible draws. The town has grown. We've gone through a pandemic. We went through an ice storm yesterday.
Yes.
Lots of things going on. And that community services banner really covers quite a bit, doesn't it? So maybe talk to us a little bit about some of the things that stick out in your mind.
Sure. I guess I'd start with the event stuff. Those are the things that the public sees a lot of and will definitely relate to. So a year after I was in the job was the 200th anniversary. So I walked into that. It was already partially started.
Wait a second.
Started.
That was 7 years ago?
Yes,
oh,
it was.
Oh, my goodness.
That it was a lot of work and sort of a bang right into it for me personally, but amazing event. And it was just so wonderful to put on something that was unique, and the town was completely behind. The Blue Rodeo concert, I think, was the biggest part of that event that took a lot of work to get it all organized, for sure, but very rewarding. And it was just, I guess, a really amazing thing to go through a year into my new position.
What a great way to get introduced to the position as well, because you're celebrating 200 years, so then you get to look at the history and you get to learn a lot more about the town.
Yeah, exactly. It brought me into the community. I also worked very closely with Kathy McNally on that project. She had already been hired as a contractor for the events in particular, and it brought a lot of us together on the staff side, so it helped me get to know my staff better and how things worked, and everybody, the teamwork was amazing.
We'll talk more about Kathy in a moment.
Yes.
But for sure, when you look back at, and again, I'm surprised that the 200 was 7 years ago, but when you look back at everything that has taken place from then until now, what are some of the things that you're most proud of?
Well, first of all, I have to start out by saying it's not me. I have amazing staff and other people at Town Hall that and the community and volunteers and everything. That's what makes a lot of those events work, for sure. There's definitely been some, I think people don't realize maybe all the infrastructure projects that I've had to manage in my time at Town Hall. So a lot of improvements done to the pool. We put in an accessible change room, big roof project that we just finished. We're also doing a big project on the walls there. We have done quite a bit up at Conlon Farm, put in the pump track up there. So really, that was another great project, because we were partnered with a community group, with the Fire Dogs, and that really helps when you're doing something new for the community, when you've got such a group of really dedicated volunteers. Like I said, that's what helps make those things happen. So tennis courts, we've done a lot of work on other parts of Conlon Farm as well. And then more recently, I would say, well, COVID was difficult for everybody, but and not something we want to repeat, but it did spur on a lot of grants. And that allowed us to get a lot of funding to do several things in the last few years, including additional lights downtown, lights in Stewart Park. We had the project down at Las Duel Park where we put in an Indigenous healing circle, which I'm really happy about. So it's really a wide range of things. And again, when I say we, it really is a we. It's not me. It's all the people around that make those things happen and help make it happen.
And having a successful team like that, when you get to be the person who comes and speaks about it, it's an incredible feeling.
It is, and you can't do it without, you can't do big projects like that without a lot of people, and everybody has expertise, and everybody helps everybody, and that's just how it works.
It takes a good leader, though, yeah, to make everybody point in the same direction.
Yes, that's true.
I'll toot your horn if you want.
Okay.
No, it certainly does. And where did you come from before you were in this role?
Yeah, so before I was here, I was living in the town already. We've lived here for over 20 years now, but I was commuting to Ottawa every day. So I was at Nortel for 10 years, and then I was at some other high-tech companies for another another 5 or 6 mm-hmm. years after that. And then when this position came up, it really interested me, as well as just not having to commute to Ottawa anymore, and just, being more involved in my community.
It sounds to me like the thing that you're taking away from this are relationships, not only the people that you worked with, but you mentioned the community several times.
Yeah, absolutely. And it goes, a lot further. All the people that I work with every day, of course, the staff at Town Hall, council, everybody that, makes things happen. But it's also being out in the community, lots of interactions with the businesses and the other residents, lots of discussions with residents every day, grant programs that we have. Like there's a lot of input that we get from residents, as well as just dealing with everybody in the community. So I guess I never really thought about it till you're asking me these questions, mm-hmm. but the fact that it's called community services is a pretty good name, because a lot of what I do is out in the community. So
the person who will be filling your shoes, mm-hmm. We both think very highly of. It's Kathy McNally, who is coming in, and I've worked with Kathy several times on many different projects and so on, as have you. Just seems like it's a perfect fit.
Yeah, I'm super happy that Kathy's going to be my replacement. I think she'll do a fantastic job. She's very talented, very personable, knows the community, is really invested in the community as well, and really, wants to see Perth succeed in many, many ways. So I think she's going to be a great fit. She'll fit in with staff and council, I think, really well.
I think that it is very important with someone who is in your role, and this probably goes without saying, but to get involved in the community, not just at, the top level where you see the basic services that are offered and so on, but it's also participating, and it's also getting involved in the events and the celebrations that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't ever really think about that. I personally just go because I want to be there and want to be part of the events. And I think Kathy will take the same approach. It happens, I think, when you live in a community and there are events happening or whatever it might be, it just helps you be part of those events all through.
Now, you're not leaving. You're no. You're staying in the area, which is fantastic.
Yes.
Because now, were you living in Ottawa before?
No, we lived here. Like I said, we've lived here for just over 20 years. Before this, we were in Richmond, which is only 30 minutes away.
Sure.
We actually moved here because we had young kids and saw that this was such an amazing community with things like an indoor pool and an arena and a fantastic library, and all those things are what brought us to the town. So
I moved to the area 20 years ago as well.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll never go back to, mm-hmm. I was actually in Ottawa, and I'll never go back to it. Like places like Perth and Smiths Falls and Carleton Place, like they're just, it's so fantastic. And so when you take a look at the area, and obviously you've raised children in this area, that must be a big part of what you bring into this role as far as, making it not only community services, but family services.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I do find it interesting because, as you know, there's lots of people in this area that have been here their entire lives and for generations, and I'm not one of those, so I always say I'm not really a Perthite. But it is interesting to have that view, because we talk a lot about economic development and bringing people to town, and I totally understand that because I was one of those people 20 years ago, right? And so it is good to have that perspective of maybe you haven't been here all your life. You don't maybe appreciate as many of the things that the town has as you do when you come in with a young family. So it's been quite helpful throughout, right within my position, for sure.
How has this job changed you? And I mean, I say the word job, but you know, it really is, it becomes a way of life for you. But how has it changed you?
That's a good question. I mean, I think just what we've already been talking about, just how important community is and how you need that. And we all saw that through COVID, especially. I think there's some other parts to it that are tricky. There were lots of difficult times where, you know, it could be an outward facing issue or an inward facing issue. But just really learning that there isn't always a perfect answer to things and trying to make whatever decision is made be the best decision that you can do, but try to appease both sides as much as you can. It's tricky. And, you know, I think I've learned to maybe do that better, not perfect. I don't know if you can ever do those things perfectly, but there were definitely some challenges, and they're never fun when you're going through them, but you do learn from them. So I think that's probably the side that I, you know, negotiating between certain issues with residents, that's certainly something I never really had hands-on experience with. And it is very challenging because you cannot, in many cases, you cannot please everybody. So it's tough. I don't like that part, but you know, in the end, that's part of the job. And I think I've learned to do it a little bit better, but not perfect.
Well, I mean, nobody's perfect, right? But I mean, you've done an incredible job and you're still in the job. So I have to ask you, mm-hmm. how has the last 24 hours been? You know, we had this ice storm and, mm-hmm. you know, I called it earlier when I was speaking with Brian, the last belch of winter for 2023. But how has it been? Obviously, you've been quite busy.
Yeah, it's been very crazy. I wasn't here during the ice storm, so I didn't get to experience 5 days of that. But I'll tell you, one day is more than enough. Just super busy and dealing with, you know, down trees on, and not that I have to deal with them directly, but I'm mm-hmm. around to assist in sort of dispatching, and Megan, who works for me, has just been amazing. But you know, I would say probably hundreds of phone calls about down trees or down limbs or whatever. We also had a fairly major issue at the pool with all the water yesterday, and so that's difficult and stressful. The guys have been out, the environmental services staff have been out like around the clock now, and so sort of being part of that. But honestly, I go back to the whole teamwork thing. This is when you really see it, when you really need it. You know, like I said, our staff was here all night. We're covering for each other. We're providing food and coffee when we need to. And you know, I would make a plea out to the residents to be patient. They really are doing their best. They're going for the high priority things first, and there's still going to be a lot of work to do weeks ahead. Our parks have tons of branches down, a lot of things that we'll have to take second, third priority for now. But yeah, it brings it all back to very basics and teamwork.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Shannon, one thing that I want to thank you for is exactly, you know, the communication with the community through Lake 88. You've always been there. Whenever we've requested conversations, whether it be a sensitive topic or something that's a joyous occasion, mm-hmm. you've always been there. You've been very accessible, and we really appreciate it. And I know that our listeners appreciate mm-hmm. having someone like you at the town who will address these things when need be. So thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate that. You're welcome. And I think, like I said, Kathy will do a great job. So you'll probably have the very same service coming in.
I hope so. She used to do this show. She did this show like many years ago on Lake 88 in Focus. So if she doesn't come on, she can come on and host it. She can interview me, or I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Indeed. Shannon, thank you so much for being here today, and all the best to you. Congratulations. And thank you so much for everything that you've done for the town of Perth.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Our guest today on In Focus, Shannon Byon, the outgoing Director of Community Services here at Perth, who will enjoy a few years of well-deserved retirement before she moves on. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.